Well, good morning, Audio Boom. It's Adrian at Turbo's Dream. So, today's Audio Boom is from the Santa Pod Raceway on the borders of Northampton and Bedfordshire, Daylight Gambler Country. So we just pulled into the one of the big fields. Everybody's parking up. They're all wandering off. I'm going to have something to eat before I go up there. So the FIA main event, one of the major calendars in the drag racing calendar. It's quite overcast. It's a little bit chilly. So that's the sound from the car park. So I've got the Zoom with me, so I'm hoping to get some audio. Last time I tried this, it overpowered the mic, so I'm now equipped with the Sony Z1, so hopefully I can record some sounds a bit further away. I think I got a bit too close, so just watching lots of people pull up, making rows of cars. So, for the moment, sandwich time.
It's find out which car it's on, see what it runs, and then text it back in the gate. That's cheating.
So, we've made it out of the car park. Made the short
and
distance,
winner,
short distance walk to the banking. And we're now overlooking the pits on the other side of the track. So, it's going to be quite a busy day today. So we've got, looks like a demonstration on the left-hand side. They usually have an exhibition of the big dumper wheel car things, I don't know what you call them. I don't think they know now. Where they drive over cars and they give people tours. So we're now looking down at the start line. Just short of the finish line. We've got the tractor on the track, just clearing up some oil. Quite often at these things, these high-powered engines, they dump oil. So this looks like you're spraying something and it'll come up and down and sweep the track. So it's a bit cold up here now, actually, which will be the case. So in the spirit of these travel logs, I'm going to use the Sony to do most of this recording. I will get the binaurals out. It's quite windy at the moment, and also need to monitor the sound levels. So for the moment, it's goodbye from me. In the pits area now. I'll have to come away from the start line because it's just too noisy for the recorder. So we're going on stilts. So we're going for all the stalls. We're selling t-shirts and people. Lots of stuff to eat and drink here. Little bikes made up here. Even that's too late for the recorder. Good thing about coming to places like this. You can see all the cars right up close. So we're just standing on the pit lane. Crews do the final checks and the final things as the car comes past on a tow road. It's a Corvette. place is a nightmare to record, because it just gets fairly quiet and then suddenly goes really loud. So if the audio peaks out, it's back to when the cars go down the track. So we're now behind the grandstand. But these things are straight through exhaust, there's no silences on these things. I just need to shield myself on it. So that was a bit of a burnout. Now bear in mind I'm stood behind a grandstand. It's a solid wall of metal. It's about the only place I can really get some kind of recording. And there's no wind noise. I do like my high octane sports, I'll be honest, once in a while. So the next bit might peak, so just be mindful of that when you're listening to this on headphones. It's a wall of power. Fantastic. Now, when that went up the track, the ground shook. Felt like a mini earthquake. Fantastic. So we're now at the other side of the track, towards the finish line in the pits. Walking past all the race car garages, mostly trucks. I do like coming to Sanctuary, I'll be honest. Really is a fantastic place. This is the Formula One of drag racing. So this is the equivalent to the British Grand Prix or something. And you can come up, you can walk past all the American trucks. All the cars been tuned up. Here we go, there's another one about to come on the start tracks. It might give me noise as I come over the finish line. So I'm now level with the finish line. So we've got a new gantry as well. We've got an old gantry. Here we go. There was that 249 miles an hour coming across that track there, 5.3 seconds or something like that. Absolutely fantastic. right past the finish line. So I've just discovered a place that can sell nitrous oxide, so all one word, if you listen to this, that's what you need on Dolly, a bit of nitrous. Squirts and you get up the hills, no problem. So I've never been at this far before, I don't think you're allowed to, you've got scrutineering. So that's a quad bike compass they're using. The quad bike's using for towing them down the track and back. So you can smell the nitrous. So we just had a dragster go past. And we've got massive, those massive coaches that put so that's what they're doing a burnout there. So this gives quite a good view actually. You can't quite see the track because of the fence. Also the high fence to stop people wandering into the path and debris. So it's probably 4 metres high. So I'm just trying to vary my route onto the recording just so I can record it without it over-modulating the microphones. That anticipation, waiting for the, you can hear the cars in the distance, waiting for the thunder past you. God awful speed. Sometimes there's a bit longer delay than you expect. You expect to burn out and then off they go, but they don't. Past this part of the track, the parachutes deploys to slow them down. So only one car came up there, so I guess there's a problem down on the line nearest to me. So there. So we're a bit later on in the day now. It's about 4:43 in the afternoon. So we're now virtually on the finish line on the banking. So we've just had a car come through that did an aborted run. I'm struggling with the audio because it's so loud, it just blows any kind of sound levels just get blown away. It's really noisy. So you get this very quiet bit and then suddenly the car erupts down the track and it just overwhelms the recording device. So I've managed to do some binaural recording. Now that's some quarter mile away. We've got a car over the other side of the track in the pits area, and I guess they're just warming the engine up for their next run, just doing some volume checks. And it's quite gusty as well with the wind, so you get pockets of stillness and suddenly you get a big gust of wind. But we're getting there, we're having a really good day. Seeing some fantastic qualify. It's not so much racing, that's more on the Monday. So I tend to come on the qualifying days. apologies for any wind noise. So we've got a car on the track down the bottom, a blue one. So again, apologies if the car comes past on full chat, it'll get loud. But it does make for an absolutely wonderful noise. I know a lot of the peace and quiet in the garden, but sometimes I just love the raw power that erupts down this airstrip. It's an old World War II American Air Force base, and if you like motorsports and you're in England and you like high octane motorsport, and you can smell all the nitrous oxide and the special fuel they use, what he's just done there, he's just done a burnout, and to me that's almost as exciting as the actual race itself. Basically they burn the tyres out and warm them up, so they stick the front brakes on and then the whole car stands in smokes, and then let the brakes off, and then they do quarter of a mile, or an eighth of a mile I should say, just on the overrun. Now, I tried to earlier record the top fuel cars come down the track, but they're just too noisy. It's like an earthquake going off. It's unbelievable. The whole earth shakes. It's fantastic. You kind of I was standing in the pits earlier on, and this one car came past, and my feet were vibrating. It was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Really is fantastic. So I'm just pretty sure there's some wind noise on this. Here we go again. To spend a Saturday afternoon. So it's now 17:43 in the PM. I'm in the back of the car having a successful day on watching the drag racing. So there's now a queue to get out of the place. I've deployed the jet boil, and we're now going to have a brew in the car park. And then, quite surprised to hear all the skylarks. It's where they nick their field, I don't know. There's still racing going on. Let's see it all boiling. Oh, she's always a good sign. So we've just got to pour the boiling water without getting scalded. She's always a bit of a... always a bit of a pain. So the whole thing goes with me. There we go. Wonderful. Yeah, so I I do like the sound of a dragster, I'll be honest. I really do. Love the sound of a dragster. It's just a shame I can't record the 8,000 horsepower ones, but they're just too noisy. They go thundering up the track. And they just overwhelm the microphones, which is a damn shame. But then I don't think you'd get the shake of the ground either. That's the other thing. With the dragster, it shakes the ground. No, this is the part of the day when I wish I got a camper van or a motorhome. There's another dragster go slashing past up there. It's probably still about a quarter of a mile away from the drag strip. Yeah, I reckon these days out would be better with a camper van. Most definitely. So from Santipod, listen to the drag racing finish. Glorious sound that is. So I can spy a Banshee 200 tent in the road camping. So someone's got a Banshee 200 to sleep in tonight. I've camped at these things before, but they're too noisy. Sounds a bit odd, doesn't it, saying that? But we stayed at one of the main ones. Oh, good few years back. And it was alright, so about 9 o'clock, and then suddenly all the music started. And went until probably midnight. I think they've clamped down a bit now, but in them days, it was noisy. But there's lots of motorhomes, there's lots of camping. And there's tents of galore, every shape and configuration. Caravans. We've got marquees up, people like to do it in style. So, yeah. So whatever I've managed to cobble together from this this device and the binaural, you'll have already heard. So as always, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next audio boom.